Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Within a few years, medium and heavy-duty trucks in the United States could be rolling down highways and byways using a lot less fuel and emitting a lot less greenhouse gases. The EPA and Department of Transportation have proposed new standards set to go in effect in 3 years. If the new regs are adopted, the agency's estimate the new fleet of fuel-efficient trucks will provide more than $40 billion in benefits over the lifetime of the vehicles. However, to get those savings will take a hefty dose of high-tech, expensive new engine designs, drivetrains, and streamlined aerodynamics. But according to a recent study by the National Research Council, there's a lot truckers can do right now to cut fuel consumption and curb tailpipe emissions at little or no cost. When it comes to driving efficiently, Carl Kreitz is what you might call the MVP of MPGs. He's a trucker with Conway Freight in Ohio and this year's National Truck Driving Champion. Mr. Kreitz, congratulations. Welcome to Living on Earth.
It's quite a pleasure.
You've been driving for what, 31 years?
32 as of the 1st of September.
Huh. I guess over the years you've put on a few miles in your time.
Right at 3 million miles without a chargeable accident.
Ooh, that's a good record. What kind of truck do you drive?
Right now I work for Conway Freight, and we pull doubles. We haul LTL freight.
18-wheeler, I guess?
Yes, sir.
So do you have special techniques that you use to save gas?
My biggest thing is, and especially with Conway Freight, we're real conscious about fuel economy and stuff. Our trucks are all governed at 62 miles an hour. And they've, you know, put out the numbers as to how much fuel we save going from 62 instead of 65. And that itself is astronomical, the money savings in our fleet. And not only that, but just the fuel savings.
Yeah, I guess I was reading that you go from 70 miles to 65, you save 8% right off the top.
Exactly. You know, I get called a dogger because I set my cruise at 60. To me, a 2 mile an hour isn't going to make that much difference, but yet you save a little more fuel.
A dogger? Is that what they call you?
They call me dogging it.
So if you have an 18-wheeler, you got a lot of tires there. I know you're supposed to keep your tires inflated. Do you keep your tires inflated?
Yeah, we do a pre-trip inspection, and then our units are PM maintenance regularly. And I do a thump test every morning, you know, just to make sure I don't have a low tire or something, because that does make a big difference. You know, I had a guy explain to me the amount of fuel savings you can get just from keeping your tires inflated right. People just don't realize it.
What about shifts? How many gears you have?
I get a 10-speed.
10-speed. How do you make sure you're in the exact right gear? Because I was reading that if you shift one gear down, you can increase your fuel consumption by 15%.
Right. You know, RPM range for mine is like around 1250. And I usually run right at around 1100 RPMs and stuff, just a little below max. I like to have something in reserve in case you need a little extra throttle to get out of a situation or something like that. You don't want to be maxed out.
Do you do double clutching with 10 gears? I would guess you'd have to sometimes.
To be totally honest, I use a clutch when I stop and start, and otherwise I just use synchronized shifting.
You're kidding. You just push it in.
Never touch the clutch once I pull away from a stop sign or stoplight.
Does that save you gas?
Yes. Saves you foot power. It saves wear and tear on the clutch. And the modern transmissions are so synchronized that if you use your RPM range like it's recommended, it's synchronized so well that it just falls right out and right into the next gear.
What about pit stops? I was reading that if you consolidate your stops for food and fuel and so on, you could really save quite a bit of gas. I guess a third of a gallon of gas is used by truckers just to return to a highway speed.
Right. And also, you know, what a lot of guys don't realize, if you idle your truck for 1 hour, you burn a gallon of fuel.
I understand why Conway would do it. They're saving a lot of money on gas, on fuel.
Absolutely. We run 4,400 line haul, what we call line haul, runs every night across the United States and Canada. And if you can save 2% of fuel on each unit at 4,400 units running up and down the highway at night, you're saving a lot of money and you're saving a lot of fuel.
Are there other drivers who are as conscientious as you at Conway in terms of the fuel efficiency?
Yeah. Actually, there are. There's some of the old school guys that, you know, haven't really caught on to it yet. But there's several of us that have, you know, you look at it, and the thing with us is, and maybe this is a little self-centered, we do a profit sharing at the end of the year. So anything we can do to help save money for our company, you know, is a big bonus for us. And not only that, but it's just the wear and tear on the vehicles less if you're conscious. Because when you're trying to be fuel efficient and save fuel, you're driving in a better manner all the way around. And the biggest thing to me is, like, we reduce our reliance on foreign oil and, you know, the safety factor, you know, and the reputation of the drivers overall through a period there for a time where the reputation of a truck driver wasn't real good. But now the positive light, I know the numbers are out, and you know, over 80% of the American public has a positive attitude towards truck drivers because they've realized that it's not just a job anymore, it's a profession, and we take pride in what we do. You know, it's no different than a doctor going to work and doing his job and taking pride in what he does. You know, we all try to do that.
So how long do you plan to drive?
My goal is 58, and that's 8 years from now. I just turned 50 this year. I'd like to get to 4 million miles.
Do truckers still use CB radios?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So what's your handle?
My handle is Skeeter.
Skeeter?
Yes, sir. And I've had that since I was very small. My grandfather always told me I buzzed around like a blank Skeeter, and the name just stuck. I guess I could never sit still.
Well, Skeeter, 10-4.
Well, thank you, Bruce. It's been a pleasure and quite an honor.
Carl Skeeter-Kreitz is the 2010 National Truck Driving Grand Champion. He drives with Conway in Ohio. How do you save fuel? Let us know, and if we pick your idea and put it on the air, we'll send you a shiny blue Living on Earth tire gauge. Email us at comments@loe.org. That's comments@loe.org. Or post your idea on our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth.